Have y'all been to court?
No.
No. I want to go so bad.
I have jury duty soon.
Ooh.
Do you?
Ooh, really? You're going
to
go?
I think I have to.
I got jury duty one time and I submitted all of my information and then they said I didn't have to go.
Really?
So
hopefully.
I don't know.
That means they didn't want you.
You think so?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Because I feel like the person would take the stand and would be like,
Matt, is that Matt
from
King?
Unfiltered? There's a bias.
They knew you would talk about the case. You can't keep your mouth shut. Right,
yeah. I'm pretty sure I got jury duty and I never showed up, but I never got anything.
That's illegal.
You can't
why,
do that.
But why is it so bad? Like, especially being out here, I move every single year. Like, what if it just gets sent to another house and I don't see it? It's not my fault.
True.
Thank you.
I've always wanted to be subpoenaed.
What does that mean?
Well, that means you're getting sued, right?
No, it means you have to show up to court. To like testify or for some reason, like it's.
I want to be on a big murder case. You know?
I want to be a
witness.
We've been
watching too many like murder docs on Netflix.
I want to be a witness so bad.
I love it.
Like I want to give information.
I want to find a body.
Or help solve. Yeah.
Jesus.
Tyler Oakley once found a body in Hawaii.
No get out of here.
Paul, are you serious?
Mm-hmm. I was with him.
Was he like? Was
you
he,
were
he just,
with? So you?
I wasn't.
Why
like,
didn't you I say was, I found it?
No. I was in Hawaii with him. Not in particular, but he was. We were, this is the O2L tour, but yeah, Tyler Oakley found a body and he had to call
the
police.
Oh my God.
What?
In Hawaii.
Like in an alleyway, a street on
the
beach?
The shore on the beach.
Dude, that's insane.
Oh,
that's
man.
Like a, that's a
then
movie.
Then that was a crazy. Missing person for a long time.
It's crazy.
What were they
doing? Like, dumped in the
apparently,
water.
Wow. That's what he told. Wow. That's what he told us. I don't know.
Surfer?
I don't
fisherman?
Know.
Fisherman?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, maybe. Should we roll the intro?
Yeah,
baby, we got an exciting guest. I mean, it's not like you don't know who it is right now, but
hello.
Very good.
All right, well.
Hello, I'm here.
It's Coffee Talk, baby.
Let's go. You have a little hammer in your pocket.
Yeah.
Why do you have a pink cup and we all have a mug?
You know, main character energy, you know?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Main character energy. Okay.
And I like my coffee in pink cups.
Right?
Coffee. Every time. We have the lovely JC Kalen joining us on this episode today.
Hello. Thank you for having me,
JC!
Everybody.
He's so excited.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
You like went straight into that.
I'm excited. Like, this is a highly anticipated. You know how many people comment saying that they want you on here?
It's we all said about
that.
JC.
We said that to the last guest too.
Well, they did
a lot. Nice.
We give the people what they want, baby.
Hey, you're a people's person.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm a little pleaser.
We were uncertain if you were going to show up because you were going live like the entire time.
Nah, man.
And we're like,
we're
he said on 10,
stream.
And we're like,
schedule.
Well, we have evidence. We know where he's at, and we know what he's doing.
Yeah.
No. JC texted me. He was like, "Hey, can I tell my stream that I'm going to be on the show tonight?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure.
Everyone
go
knew.
Do it." And so, like 5-10 minutes later, I decide, "Oh, I'm going to go live and see like just how he says or whatever." I go live for 5 seconds. He's crying on the stream. I'm like,
"Oh my god!"
I wasn't crying. I wasn't crying.
So excited to come on.
I got teary eyed.
No, not like
had
crying like sad, but crying like out of happiness. He's just like, oh my God. He's
for
like,
being on the show?
No.
Oh.
No,
yeah, totally. Yeah, totally.
Oh, no. We'll he did, like, all I saw, like, as soon as I opened it, he was just like, his head was like this. He's like, guys, oh my God. Everyone's just like, oh. I was just like, oh, shit.
It was just a grateful feeling? You were just...
Yeah, grateful feeling.
Nice. You were not
were you, like, nominated for an award or something?
No. It was, they were just showing me so much love through, like, donations and subscriptions and...
Wow!
Like,
so
wow!
Crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, they all guessed it. They all knew.
Oh really?
Yeah. I was like, I don't know if I can say it, but and then it, like Unfiltered was coming up, and I was like trying to ignore it. I was like,
we're
stop
unfiltered.
Asking me.
You can say it.
Yeah. So I texted Zane. I was like, can I say it? And I ended up saying it. Yeah.
Were they excited?
Super excited. Oh my gosh! Cool. Everyone knows I'm here. Hello.
Dude, you've been streaming so much. Like
you're
you,
right.
Like you. When did you start streaming?
2019-ish.
Did you always like playing games?
Yeah.
Good.
Were you in
a ton of video games?
Your N64 generation?
Dude, everything. Game Boy Color.
All of it.
All of it.
What was like the first game that you were like immersed in that you wish you could like revisit and stream now that you could like wish you could play all day?
Super Mario Brothers, Pokemon.
Ooh.
Pokemon.
You guys were into that, right? Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic was great.
Oh, on Sega, my parents wouldn't buy
Sega,
me a Dreamcast.
Genesis, I had the Genesis.
I remember seeing all those pixels flying around. I was just like, what did I say?
Pixels.
What did I say?
Pickles.
He doesn't even hear himself.
He's thinking about Sandwich Stagger.
Oh my gosh. I
the
love
Lilo and Stitch?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, yeah.
Or
all
the
that.
Sweet Life of Zack and Cody the in the
video
hotel.
Games
I remember just seeing all those pixels. I was just like, damn, this is the peak of just fucking a video game. Spyro. This is just high res.
Crash right Bandicoot.
Oh, fuck.
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, that my was God, my favorite yes. game. Such a good game.
I'm a gamer.
Banjo-Kazooie?
What?
What?
With the bear and the bird?
No.
Yeah, yeah. I know what it is, but I don't...
Texas.
It's like you like know. Yeah. Man, you haven't played it.
Is it like Texas
it was N64. It was a bear.
Texas game?
Is that a Texan thing?
No. Oh, yeah. We're both from Texas.
Yes.
You hail from the great state of Texas. San Antonio is where you're from. You went to Sandra Day O'Connor.
Dallas.
Yes, I'm from Dallas.
Do you want to sit next to him?
I don't remember the high school, though, unfortunately.
You went to Sandra Day O'Connor. You know Giles.
Oh, my God.
Get
yeah.
the fuck out of here. In my head, I was like, everybody? They're going to make a connection. They're going to yep. make a connection. This is fucking.
Well, we've done this before.
We yeah. have. It took you. I think every time I would run into you, though, I'd be like, Giles. You're like, how? What?
I forget every time.
How do you know Giles?
I'm surprised every time.
He's still my Facebook friend for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I haven't heard of him.
Every time Matt meets someone that's been to Texas or is from Texas, he always makes a connection through somebody. It's just absolutely insane.
And for everything being popular, bigger in Texas, the small world. Like, yeah. There's always
just
like
four major cities.
Yeah.
Right.
Small, I don't know.
But still, like, if anybody was like, oh, I'm from Florida, I can never make a connection with them. There's nobody that they know that.
Right. Also, people in you're Florida right. don't want to know other people. Even if they knew that person, they'd be like, never heard of them.
No, that's true. That's very true.
So you liked gaming growing up, but is Among Us what really got you addicted and like, I oh, guess, man. Catapulted your gaming career?
Because you never used to stream every day.
No, definitely not. Well, actually, I don't know. I'd stream quite often, not every day. Now I do. Among Us is the one game that like really catapulted, I guess, my viewership, but only because it requires 9 others to play. Right.
It's a
I had to get all my friends aboard. Yeah,
it's a group effort.
Yeah, and I'm like, yo, I need friends to like play. And they're like, okay, do we need PCs to play this like 10 megabyte game? I'm like, yeah, you do. Get
so
a PC.
You bought them all PCs.
No, I didn't buy them. They bought them this house. But
are you like the conductor of your whole gaming squad? Or are you like texting like, guys, we're playing
are
tonight?
You the alpha?
I see you as yes? the David of like gaming now for your group. Like, and you play, everyone's playing.
Everyone's like, yo, what are we doing tonight? I'm like, I don't know. Whatever y'all want to do, I guess.
Now,
like,
are you good at Among Us?
Dude, fuck yeah, I'm good, dude.
What makes you good?
Sociopath.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I don't know. Okay. I played a lot.
Do you actually like the game that much, or it just does well, so you're like, all right, I'm going to keep playing it because this is what the people want?
I like it a lot. I submitted myself into a tournament.
Oh.
There's an Among
but,
Us
tournament? Oh, yeah, money. Dude. There's... insane
what's
people.
The prize
yeah.
what's the prize
well, the tournament I was in, there was no prize. You just got like merch and stuff.
Did you win?
No, absolutely not. I went against pros, dude.
Okay, so what, tell me what is good Among Us strategy, like,
oh my God, dude.
Like, I mean, does it all go down in the chat, or it's about how you're moving around
Among Us players right now are like, they
turn it up in their headphones.
Does your chat game need to be strong, or how you are moving around the space station need to be strong?
Oh.
Like, you need to seem believable.
My gosh. Both, dude. Both.
You
have to know the map really fucking well.
Uh-huh.
Like, these pros that I played with, they like literally tricked me into thinking that, like, I'm telling you, they might be psychopaths because, like,
it's
they literally convince
you. Can you quickly explain what the concept is?
Yeah, 100%. So there's 10 players, and you're loaded onto this map, and it's very simple.
And
you
the
have
map
to,
changes?
No. There's 3 maps currently.
I didn't know there's 3 maps.
There's 3. Yeah,
I've always only played on one.
So there's one very popular one.
Have the tasks been updated? You're still.
No.
You know,
you can
the leaves, the swiping cards.
Yeah, everything's
hold
the same.
To learn
sorry,
everything's
bad.
The same. Everything's
like she's like,
same.
Swiping cards, what are we buying? I like this game.
Tell me more. Yeah, no, you get dropped onto this map, and everyone has to go do their tasks. So there's 8 crewmates, and usually there's only 2 imposters. All right, so those imposters have to kill off the crewmates while they do their tasks, and the crewmates have to do their tasks. Like, they all have to complete them in order to win and or guess who the imposters are within the game, right?
And everybody looks the same, Mariah.
And everyone, yeah, you can't tell who the imposter is. Everyone's just a different color.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So say you find a dead body that imposter killed. You report it. Everyone comes into this meeting, and then you have to figure out, you have to talk amongst your group.
You got
to
talk amongst
and be
us.
Like, yo, I saw green, or I saw, you know, who's- say Mariah. in, say, cafeteria last, and that's where the body was. And you have to be like, yo, I just got here.
What game is it like? There was a game that that people played in person.
Mafia.
Mafia. Yeah. Yes. It's like that. Exactly like Mafia. Oh, wow. Like that is really freaking cool. I didn't even give it a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, he very simple.
It looked too much like Club Penguin to me. I was like, I don't know what this is.
Well, I tried it one time, had no idea. Then one of my buddies tried showing and explaining, and they're like, well, you got to do these tasks. I'm like, all right, cool. Yeah, mini games. Got it. Yeah. And then I had to connect a green wire to a green wire and a blue wire to a blue wire.
Oh, you're good at that.
And it was just like, it was literally this.
You're good at that. You're a handyman.
I was like, all right, this is
that's
great.
The point, of the game, the fun part is when you guys all get together and figure out who it is.
I guess I didn't get to that.
I could be imposter and kill you and then be and then report and be like, oh my God, I just saw the body here. And nobody knows that like I killed you and just reported the body.
Yeah.
So you could do like these sneaky things. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. And there's things like you can vent so you can get out of the room quick.
Oh, if you feel bad about killing somebody, you're like, I got to tell somebody.
You got to get out. But if you catch somebody going in the vent, they're caught red-handed.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone has to believe you. You can be like,
it seems fun with like a good group of people, like people that you know.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, it's like,
I like the name.
You could tell people's person. Like Zane would be like, you know, the liar. He'd be trying to like throw shit off.
The thing, what worked for me while playing Among Us Live is that I knew how to play and everything, but I just constantly pretended that I was brand new. Guys, this is my first time playing. If you're the killer, you would like be very obvious about it. Or if you're a crewmate, you'd be very obvious. So I was just doing that and everybody just believed me. Yeah. So I think that's a good
I always go in going, I'm an honest man. I am not the imposter. First thing I say is like, I'm an honest man. I don't mess around. Let's find who it is.
Yeah.
And then I go from
there. So what would you say if you're the imposter and you just whack somebody?
He wouldn't say anything.
I wouldn't say anything, but I would be paying attention to everybody else and always having evidence where everyone else is. Is that a good strategy?
Well, not really, because as a crewmate, I would be like, yo, you're being hella quiet. Why aren't you like involved with the crewmates?
I'd be like, sorry, my first time. I was on the far right side of the map in the engine room or some
shit. Yeah. I need to like, you need to make allies kind of like originally. Alibis, and so they feel safe with you. They feel like they've gone around and done tasks with you. And then
a bunch of kids manipulating each other.
It's great.
It's manipulation.
It's crazy.
And it blew up because I think it's so much fun to watch like a group of people that you like to watch.
See
how they interact
and
stuff and how they lie and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it's still going. Like, Fortnite, I think, has kind of plateaued, even though they're constantly trying to spice up the map, spice up the weapons.
Yeah.
The tasks haven't changed. Mm. The map is, now there's three different maps.
There's always been three.
I've never gotten two or three. It's been the same one every time.
I think because it's such a simple concept that everybody's involved.
Yeah.
There's not too much to figure out.
What do you think the shelf life is on it?
I think they need to switch it up quick because people are getting so bored that they're now modding the game as far as like people are going in and changing the code to where there's new, characters. So now there's, instead of imposters or crewmate, there's a jester, there's a sheriff. There's a jester that like you have to joke around enough to get voted out. And if you get voted out, you're the winner, you know? So there's like different mods you can play that make it.
And these are
different.
People making them up?
Yeah. Yeah.
This is like where Halo went wrong.
Yeah, like, exactly.
People
started modding, they're like, they
and
go
then it
and
just
like
took the fun
they
out
fuck
of
with
everything.
The game.
Yeah.
They're basically hacking the game.
Have you played the VR version of it?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, the one on like the Quest 2 and like VR chat.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane. But I felt like I was just arguing with 8-year-olds the entire time. And I was like stopping bullies. I'm like, leave him alone. He has a speech impediment. Stop it, guys. Let's find out who the imposter is.
I was watching on the phone you playing, and they're not even Among Us characters. Like people were like Zelda characters and just all these different characters. It wasn't even like
VR is crazy, by
it
way.
Is
insane.
Oh my gosh. It's so addicting. It's scary.
I went to me and the guys that I stream with, we have like fight nights now.
Okay. Well, hey, rule number one is you're not supposed to talk about fight night.
Good, Matt.
True.
All right. But let's talk about it. It's
okay,
unfiltered.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, no, we bought VR headsets. We put them on and you can literally fight each other.
Super hot?
Via VR in your own homes. And we all watch the same match with our chats. We all place bets through channel points in our chats.
Oh, shit.
And through channel points, you can, purchase or buy certain prizes in your chat. Does that make sense?
Do we all have
Oculus? So it's like Vegas.
What are we doing?
It's like Jake Paul with the whole boxing shit, but VR.
But you can't feel it.
Slash
You know, no, there's Twitch. No haptic suits yet.
God, have you played Super Hot?
Is it the one with the gun?
Yeah, it's like slow-mo.
The red guys.
And when you move, like, grab it, they move.
That is insane.
That's bust a sweat.
Dude, fuck that game. It was the most bizarre thing. I was like, I'm loving this. This is cool. Oh, and then once you finish, like, basic training, it makes you, like, you're, like, sitting there and there's a gun in front. And then you grab the gun and then there's, like, nothing to do. And you're, like, looking around.
It's a white room.
And then I'm just, like, sitting there. So I started shooting it. And then it was like, you know what to do.
Like, show how committed you are.
It was like, yeah, show your commitment.
Oh, really?
And I was just like, I don't know what this means. And then I was like, put the gun to your head. And I had to fucking blow my own brains out.
No,
that's so weird.
Oh, I see
that part. I felt so, like, I had the most uncomfortable feeling. I was just like, am I really fucking doing
that? That's pretty insane that they have that in the game.
It did it to my brother, too.
That's dark.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine a child, like, that got an Oculus, you know,
for Christmas? Oh, hell.
I felt like guilty after. It was bizarre.
That is a little weird.
But
what's like the furthest you think they can go with virtual reality?
All the way.
All the way, Zane. Yeah. I want
to feel. I want to touch. You know what I mean?
I think Sims will eventually be in VR.
I'm like, I want to touch.
I want to feel.
Oh, that's interesting.
They sell VR suits now.
That have.
Oh, really?
That have the sensations?
Sensations everywhere.
What, just vibrates like.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, that would crazy. Be cool, though.
Ever since watching Spy Kids 3D, I just want to like be in a world. You know what I mean? I want to just be able to.
Virtual reality is crazy.
Like, I think it eventually will be real one day. Sucked into that movie.
I think it'll be real one day.
I think so too.
Like, it's inevitable, I feel like. Especially with everything going on with crypto.
Dude, I was just going to say, with Bitcoin and shit. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk crypto.
It's inevitable, bro. It's inevitable.
Let's talk crypto.
There's no stopping it.
Let's talk Dogecoin, huh? It's like a new thing.
Dogecoin.
Oh, man.
Dude, all right, that's enough of that.
Corinne has made money on that fucking thing.
I bet. I wouldn't doubt.
I feel so out of it.
Like, I'm into it. I'm all about it. I'm for the movement. But then I'm like, this could never work.
Because,
like, it's against everything, like, the government is, like, doing.
Mm-hmm.
So they would never allow it.
But it's working.
It's the free market, baby.
But you literally can't do anything with, like, a Bitcoin.
Yeah, true.
You can't buy anything. You literally cannot buy anything.
But I thought you were
there's, like, a couple places
you can buy
where
a Tesla
you could, like...
soon.
Right, but there's no way that this can actually be, like, accepted.
I thought you were just saying...
Without the government regulating it. And it's going to be exactly right in the same place we are.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to use this clip in like 10 years and be like, this is what, like, people thought. Like, do you remember when Katie Couric was like on TV? They go, hey, what is the internet? We have this. What is that, team? Like, they didn't know what the internet was, but they had this news segment about it and they had to talk about it. And it's so strange. The newscaster's going, well, what is it? And they go, it's this place where you can go message people and send documents.
Weird.
Whoa. And it's crazy when you see it. Like, really? Little did they know. Yeah.
I don't know. It's really weird.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Like, I'm invested in crypto. Like, I've done well with it, but
I know what you mean. It's scary. It's an unknown.
I say ride the wave, make the money.
Yeah.
You know?
But then, like, I just
pulled out my initial investment. So
I thought you were just telling me, like, a few weeks ago that, like, Bitcoin could be something where it's like you
could. I think it could. I think it should. I think all these, like, you know, cryptos have a chance, but I just don't think, like, they're going to do well and they're going to, like, go up.
What am I going to do with I have a 12th of the Bitcoin right now.
I'm more for going back to a gold standard.
Hold it, bro.
Like, everybody getting a gold coin. You got something that means something and it's worth something.
You are not the reserve, bud.
The reserve fucked it up.
Okay.
Imposter.
Like, worth it.
Hold on. I got to try this thing real
quick. That's true, though.
Did you see this?
You saw this on TikTok, I feel.
Yeah. I've never tried this. No, did you see it?
Wait, what?
It's a
you can shake it up.
What are you doing?
But if you do this, apparently.
It's an expensive microphone.
What are you doing?
Apparently, if you shake it and then
bro, you're going to break something.
Heath, we just got that table, bud.
For the people listening, if you shake a carbonated beverage and you start at the top and make a circle with your hands and slide down,
oh my god,
it
doesn't explode.
Wait, I didn't see what happened.
Doesn't it only happen with plastic bottles? Like, cans explode?
What?
Wait.
Isn't that weird?
No way.
That's crazy.
I'm not convinced.
I bet you that won't work with
you.
Shake up one and just open it. I have the shaken up one. It's fine.
All right.
I feel like it's not going to explode.
Pete, actually open that. I want to see what it looks like without doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
You see?
Oh, see?
Okay.
Oh, I thought like Heath. I thought it was like a soda.
I thought it was gonna do more, to be honest.
You see?
But I was imagining a plastic bottle. But does it work with the?
Oh, I don't know.
You do it with the plastic bottle, but you see like the suds go. Like just fucking
all
just
the way to the bottom.
They're in there like, what is he doing with sand? Oh my god, what is he doing? No!
Keep swimming! Keep swimming!
All right, okay, JC, let's talk history with you.
Yeah, let's take a step back.
Let's go deep.
Let's get deep, fun, baby.
What's making y'all happy right now?
Ooh. Well, we want to figure
Next question.
It's been a rough year, Jace.
It has been, dude.
Only thing making me happy, like, outside of what I've, like, had going on is golf.
Bro, oh my God.
It is the best thing in the entire world.
I went to, like, a par three. Don't tell him you started golfing. I'm sorry. Like, 9 holes. All of them are, like, par three.
You went to Weddington.
Yes. Dude, so much fun. Breath
it
of fresh air.
It is the best thing in the world.
No one's around you. You just fucking golf with your friends.
It's incredible.
You drink a little bit?
Yeah.
I'm only good at the drinking part.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
He's really good
That's
at
fine.
It.
That's 50% of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you give me that fucking pole. What's it called? A club?
And then he only knows one kind
of
club.
I'll miss it 3 times. I finally hit it.
One kind
of
club.
He got those reversed. It's like when you go to the club, you see the bunch of poles, but then when you're
drinking at the club,
it's different. Oh, you're seeing poles.
Right.
Very good.
I don't know. Something like that.
Well, I'm good at riding in the golf cart. Making me happy.
I haven't ridden a golf cart, but I would like to eventually do it.
Can I take you out?
Dude, we should go golfing.
I'm right here.
So much fun. So
she's like, you never invited me.
So chill.
Did you golf when you were younger?
No.
Okay, what was JC like growing up? What was JC like in middle school, high school?
I was just talking about this with my friends. In freshman year, I used to eat lunch alone.
Oh.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I did that for a
at
little bit.
At a table or like in the bathroom?
At a table.
Because?
I didn't have no friends.
Oh.
But look at you now, baby.
Yeah.
I
feel
like now I have like
did nobody
four.
Wanted to be your friends or you just didn't get along with anybody?
I didn't reach out and I guess I didn't know anyone. It was a new high school to me. Oh. Mm. Yeah, it just opened up. I have a fun fact though, which is probably kind of scary. Have
really
you ever seen
fact?
Happy Tree Friends?
Yes. That scarred me. I didn't like that.
Is that the shitty like cartoon that's like really creepy?
Oh my god!
It's like the blood. Like
chopped off. No wonder you didn't have any friends.
I don't know why I was like super interested into it. And so, sitting in the cafeteria alone after I was done eating, I would watch Happy Tree Friends. Until it was time for next class.
Yeah, I wouldn't be eating lunch.
But I would.
And this is high school. No, you said middle school. Sorry.
No. This is freshman.
Year. Oh
shit, JC! Yeah. Imagine a teacher looking over and you're sitting by yourself watching Happy Tree Friends. They would think you're a fucking psychopath.
If you don't know what Happy Tree Friends is, it was this animated cartoon series on the internet, and it was little cute cartoons that would end up just killing each other.
It was very, very gory. It's still out, right? You could definitely find
that.
You can watch
it on YouTube.
It's on YouTube?
Yeah.
They show everything?
Millions of views.
Whoa.
They show everything? The stick figures like getting cut up?
How long before you made friends?
Yeah.
Sophomore year, I made friends.
How old are you?
28.
Huh? So is Zane.
I'm 28, too.
Very good.
Me too.
Let's go, dude.
You're 28.
We had very similar high school life, too. New school when I was in middle school and like no friends. I'd sit by myself for like the first 2 years and then I find a friend.
Yeah.
And then
I had one friend in freshman year, but he actually played fucking golf during
holy shit
during lunch.
Oh my gosh,
he would go practice golf. I'm like, bitch, I have no friends. Come through, come play.
And he found the love early.
There's times where, no joke, I swear, he'd be like, yeah, I don't want to play golf today. I'm like, bro, you want to watch Happy Tree Friends? He's like, yeah. And we'd share headphones and watch Happy Tree Friends. I swear.
Do you still talk to him?
Yeah, it's my boy Jimmy. I just played golf with him at this fucking...
Dude!
Yeah.
That's pretty scary.
Crazy. Anyway, got really happy on that one.
And when did you start making content?
Junior year, 17 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Can't believe you got into that in high school.
I know.
Were
like,
you finish
like,
high school?
You were like an...
Oh,
I did.
So I did finish high school.
You finished
high
school.
That's
oh, okay.
Did people in school know you were on the internet?
Senior year, yeah.
Was
a little bit.
What was that?
No, I mean, dude, the stuff I was making back then, it's so embarrassing, but... It wasn't anywhere near what I'm doing now. So
yeah, we saw the first video you posted right before you got here. It was the piano with the guitar, and
okay,
you were like,
"Not that bad. There's worse. There's worse. There's bad, 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 bad. Very cringy.
Like, was it skits or
there's some skits?
Well, everybody's was pretty cringy.
Bro, it's bad. No, you have no idea, man. This is like top notch cringe.
Well, dude,
but you own it, right? Do you have like a good sense of humility?
No, I don't fucking own it, dude. I don't even want anyone to even
know.
No,
they delete it all.
Are they privated or deleted?
No, they're up there. I should private it.
Dude, you got to react to your old cringy.
I just did today, bro.
Oh,
I did on stream today. I had a challenge with my stream or my chat, I call them, and I basically challenged them to like a game. It was actually Fortnite, and I had like certain things that I had to do. But I ended up losing, so I promised them a stream where I watch my old cringy videos. And this is like the channel that I have now. It's like the channel that no one knows about. That I don't even want to mention it because I don't want people looking it up. But 11 years ago type video.
Damn. Oh, wow.
Was it the type of, you know how people used to make like music videos and they would like hold a piece of paper for every like scene?
Was it kind of like different clips? That
before that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I have a whole separate channel of when I used to do that.
I just think it's so cool.
It was just, let's just say it was the first time iMovie was like introduced and you could use every effect. I used every effect I could. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No, it's pretty cringy, but I'm proud of it. But I still can't like have access to the channel. So if people find it, they find it. Oh boy, I can't believe I'm talking about it.
I know
it.
People would edit on Windows Media Player.
Oh my god, that's a fucking shitty editing service.
That was a thing.
I think it's sick that you guys like did this when you were younger and you were like filming videos just for the fun of it. Like
there's
like you guys
dope.
Like were making content like and like editing it way before Zane and I, like, yeah, like I made skits and videos to make fun of people.
Exactly.
Skits
yeah, we were making fun of people that did it. It was really weird how we started
doing that.
No, dude, we didn't even know what YouTube was when we were doing Vines.
No,
but yeah,
oh, really?
You got in at, during the wild, wild west of YouTube. Like, yeah. You came in and planted your flag like really early on. Like, for us, we kind of started out on Vine. And yeah, when we moved out here, you were an established YouTuber.
Yeah,
that's sick.
So you started making your own videos, and then how far along that process was it when you became a part of O2L? Like, did you guys all see each other, like, had a big following, and were like, let's do this together? Yeah. Or was it like they recruited you, and like it was like a...
No, I hate to like just say it's all my idea, but I thought of it and I was just like, yo, this would be cool, because I've seen collab channels work on YouTube at the time. But the way they did it is they did casting calls, in a sense, and they'd be like, oh, you're dope, you have following, you have this. What was cool about us is we were all friends already, right? And so I was like, yo, we can do this, what they're doing, but we are already like cool with each other. And we can live with each other eventually.
Wow.
And now you named O2L, but originally, though, like, you weren't, like, set on O2L. You had, like, the idea of what, like, 99 Cent collab?
I don't know how you know that, but yes. Yes.
He does his research.
That was
Matt,
good.
Matt
yes.
looked dead at the camera and said.
We all literally sat around on a couch like this. It was at Sam's house in San Clemente, actually. And we were like, dude, what should we name it? And we loved Arizona Tea at the time. So it was, like, a thing.
Oh, that's
cool. Like, 99 Cent collab. And everyone was naming their shit, like, blah 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 collab. I had a collab channel called Cool Collab Bro.
It was a thing
to like put collab in your name. And then we thought of like, oh, Second Life. At first it'd be Second Life, like it's our Second Life. And then it was taken. We're like, oh, we'll just add an hour to it, I guess. It's kind of and then I started calling O2L to make it a little better. And then,
now it's called Houses, wow. Huh?
Wow. Yeah, houses now.
And what you guys would do is like you all shared a channel, but every day of the week, one of you would upload like a piece of content, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd have weekly, weekly challenges or weekly like themes, I guess.
Yeah.
Like gaming week.
It was kind of like a project. Every week is like somebody had a
Yeah, exactly.
And everybody had their own posting day.
Huh?
That's a cool thing to do though.
Yeah. But you guys weren't like around each other every day. You guys are all doing this.
No, we all started in different states.
Oh, see, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Now if somebody missed their post, what would you do? What was the?
I don't think we ever missed.
You went to timeout.
We would just get mad at him.
Well, good thing I wasn't around because I would miss every week.
What are you guys filming this week?
Honestly, if we had something like that, like I really, because you know how like I have a podcast with you guys, so I know I got to get this done every week because I can't let you guys down. Yeah. I feel like I would just be like, I have to get something done. It doesn't matter what it is. I just have to post something.
I feel like Sam was the one that would just be like, yo, I got to get something up. He would just like drop his camera like, what's up, guys? Sam, Wednesday. And he would just like do whatever. Like we would always see his uploads and it'd be like midnight that night. Like, Sam, what are you doing, bro? Like, what is this?
Would you guys like get mad at him or was it just like, eh? Whatever.
No, whatever. What we would do is back in the day is, you know, how like you can see each video have their own AdSense.
Yeah.
So we'd have to go in and manually count each of our videos.
You know? Oh, shit.
And then pay out that way. because we weren't splitting that shit six ways because there was more people that was putting in more work than the others. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah.
Was there like so weird, was there right? an no. off camera like mommy or manager like controlling all of this or who
eventually,
was
but then eventually we all had different managers and that's what kind of broke us up, I think.
How'd you even know what to do? Like how'd you all make we the didn't move to know LA? What to do. Like everything.
We just visited LA. And then we were like, damn, we love this place.
What year was that?
That's
2014.
Yes.
No. So like, what were you guys doing in 2014?
No, that was like around the same time when we were moving out here doing Vine and stuff, and you guys were really established
not
YouTubers.
2014.
Yes. Well, I graduated college in 20. You guys definitely moved out in 2015.
2013.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. You guys were so nice, though. I mean, you guys did participate on Vine, but we were like in a whole different world. You guys were some of the most welcoming, like, kindest YouTubers ever.
Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Yeah. We would go to parties and we'd be like, I don't know if they know us. And then I remember Kian at a party was like, hey, I like your vines. And I was like,
hey, thanks. I like your vines.
Do you remember the first time we met?
No.
It was at the old Denny house. We had, like, some... I think it was, like, our moving out party, actually.
Damn, that shit was fucking
yes.
lit.
Wait, I do remember. I'm sorry. That's the day I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, is that why you had the helmet on?
I had a helmet on.
I have this picture of when we first met. I was so excited to meet you because like I've seen you, whatever, and I was just like, "You're at my house. Like this is dope. Like yeah. you're like we all looked up.
We
to
did
you.
Keg
like,
stands together.
Yeah,
yeah.
And you had I wasn't a helmet supposed to drink on. That day. You had a helmet on like the entire night.
Oh, I did.
Like
oh,
a, maybe foot, I was just a football helmet. Helmet.
I'll find. Oh, I'll think find the picture.
You were drinking who's after your, you got your wisdom teeth.
I know.
Yeah, who's your orthodontist?
I wasn't supposed to eat or drink.
Nice.
Like anything.
I remember you showed up.
Pizza and drank that night. I remember that with y'all.
You just did it all. Fuck it.
Well, what'd you say he showed up with?
Yeah, I remember you showed up and I was like, oh shit, like cool. And we had all had like bottles and stuff and you walked in with this fucking bag of candy. There was a Nerds Roll, baby bottle pop, Hubba Bubba like tape. And I was like, that's fucking cool. And everybody like put the alcohol down. They were looking for a Nerds rope. Everybody's just like, let me get one. And you were like throwing out candy. And I was like, damn, that was
like
smooth.
The sour strips of today, huh? Just like,
oh, I love a good Nerds rope.
I love Nerds rope. Oh,
it's the best. They have like bites now.
Yeah. Yes. I don't know best. How I feel about the bites.
You don't like them?
I don't know. I think the
I kind of like the pull.
Yeah.
Oh, I feel
they,
like the
they made the new Nerds gummies. Did you see that? Kylie Jenner posted it, so that's how
Nerds
I know
gummies?
About it. Yeah. It's like Nerds, but with a gummy inside it.
And it tastes like Nerds?
I don't know. I've never had it.
Yes.
I don't
I love candy, dude.
I love sour candy.
Anything that has to do with like
sour.
Like tahine, sour pickles. I like pickles.
What about Airhead Extreme? That's my favorite.
Those are dope. What is that?
You can speak Spanish?
Airhead Extreme.
No, I wish.
Oh, tahine.
JC, do you remember the time? Because I don't remember the first time I met you because I was probably blocked out every time, the first 10 times I met. But I remember one time where I had a party at my house and I invited you over. This is all I remember. This is recently what I remember of you. I had people over and I went on the roof. I was so hammered. I went on the roof of my house and I was like, I'm going to jump in the jacuzzi. Everyone's like, don't do it. And I remember there was like
and your
two
backyard
people.
Was just brick too. No grass.
Yeah.
it
where did he think he was going?
I remember this.
Oh, you FaceTimed Heath too.
Oh, I wanted everybody to see it.
And JC's up on the roof with Zane, like encouraging him.
I was wondering who was like, jump, jump. It was you, but you were with me up
I
there.
Was with
and they
you.
And they were wanting you to jump. They were wanting you to jump in your in-ground hot tub. Zane didn't have a pool. It was just a hot
it
tub.
It seats four people.
But it wasn't even, it was filled halfway. So like there was this much of water and I thought it was a great idea. And
thought,
he did too.
Yeah, I thought it was like, I thought it was like, because I was up there. I saw my point of view. And I was like, I can do this, but I don't want to get wet. He wanted to get wet. And I was like, you can do this, I think.
I think.
And this party was packed. There were so many people in Zane's house where we hired security, but a guy convinced the security guard that he was another security guard and started
charging
people.
You're lying.
Cover. Like, that dude probably walked away with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
JC, in my mind, when I wanted this party, like, I would never do this again. And I'm surprised I even did it. But I was just like, I don't care who's in my house. Like, this is
I remember
one
you
night
said that.
I was
like, bro,
you
don't
know what?
I was like, you don't mind all these people in your house? I was like, nah, I'm renovating it, man.
And you know,
I'm a flipper.
That's what they said.
They could burn it down. I'm going to do it anyway.
I'm an entrepreneur. Never.
Like, I don't care. I'm going to renovate it. I'm like, okay.
But he was about to flip or flop off the top of that roof.
And you know why I didn't care also? Because I didn't have a lot of expensive shit in the house. I had my computer system in one room, but I kept it locked. And I remember that.
So you had one couch.
Just one couch in the whole house. So I was just like, everybody, come on in, baby. Everybody invited. But there was like, it was at a point where party buses just started pulling up on this street.
It was packed.
And then at one point I walked into the computer room and there was 30 people in there. I didn't know any of them. I didn't know any of them. But it was 30 people in this room.
Oh my
God. And I did a little bit of mushrooms that night. And I don't know if you you've ever seen the movie Mother with Jennifer Lawrence. And the whole movie is like she's walking around the house and people just keep coming in. Like the whole house just gets overwhelmed. That was me that whole night. I'm like, there's so many people here. Get off the counters. What is happening?
And I remember, I think that was the first time I met James Charles too. He walks in, I was fucked up. I was like, where's my fucking palette? I was kidding. I didn't do it like maliciously. It was just funny. I was like the first time I met him.
And I almost cut James Charles' face with my beer. Like
why don't I remember any of this?
Someone nudged me. Like everyone was hanging out on your bed and like I got nudged and my beer went right by James Charles' face and I thought like I like had sliced his face open.
His money maker.
Didn't even touch it, but I was like, I'm dead. I'm hurt. This face has to be insured.
Who's next YouTube video? I was cut at a party.
Yeah, it was a hell of a night.
It was a hell of a night. I remember the table with the cake, and you jumped from the fucking table in the middle. I remember that was so fucking
And the worst cool. was I stayed over, and the next morning I'm trying to get out of Zane's house, but I can't open his front door. I remember because
you FaceTimed me.
And
you,
I was like,
he FaceTimed me, you FaceTimed me. And you were saying something about Matt being locked out. Because I do remember that.
Yes. And I couldn't figure out where his keys were. I'm looking all over for his fucking keys. And I'm like, Zane, where are your keys? And then I realized, oh shit, him and JC were on the roof planning to jump.
He must have
taken out his keys on the fucking roof.
Oh, Zane really thought
you got your underwear on the roof, I think.
And you know what? Not only that, so I never jumped in the jacuzzi. Okay?
Yeah, you never did. You never jumped.
But you got off the roof safely. I was so drunk. I was just like, oh shit, I can't. I tried to get off. I was like, oh my God, I can't get off this roof. So JC and like four other people decided they were going to help me get off this. It's fucking high. It's like as high as this room.
He had to jump on a fence line.
There's no way I'm going to get off this thing. So I remember I'm hanging off the roof and they're still a long way down. I'm like, fuck, you guys ready? I was like, no.
No.
And I let go, and I remember I smashed right into JC, and his head hit the fucking wall.
No.
Oh, my God.
It was so bad. It was so bad. I put it in hold on, did David catch that?
Yeah, there's a video out there.
Oh, there's a video. I don't remember what video it was, but David caught it on camera.
And you haven't been the same ever since.
No, man. No, it's just always been
such a bullshit.
I don't know what it is. The three of us, like when we're drinking, we get reckless.
Do you remember? Oh, I don't know if you should talk about this.
Yeah,
talk
about it.
Long time ago, we got drunk, and then I forgot. I think most of, if not all of us, were here. We did like a Call of Duty mission, and we started like. We got on a roof.
Okay.
And this was one night after we went to a bar and I climbed a traffic light that night.
I remember that.
We were with Tarina. I filmed it. I remember like filming that shit.
What in the world?
And we.
It wasn't a normal traffic. It was 30 high. Feet in the. You were like up there, right?
Oh, yeah. The traffic light.
It was tall.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's why you got off that roof fine. You're a monkey.
And you're the reason why Zane always gets up on a billboard or something. Like, physically gets on a billboard.
No, that was Heath.
Oh, okay. That's sorry.
He taught me but that.
We he showed one. Me the billboard,
though.
I know. Oh, shit. No. I showed you.
JC, you're like this little urban explorer guy who knows where the back ladder is to
you're
get
like
yourself.
You're like in the guy version of Dora the Explorer. What's the other one?
Heath asked me to be his girlfriend on that billboard.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, that billboard's memories, man. I like that.
Yeah.
You asked her to be your girlfriend on a billboard?
I told him I didn't
in the billboard. We were sitting on the edge of the billboard.
I said I love you. I said I love you before he asked me on the billboard.
I felt obligated.
Oh, no.
It's like, fuck, right, I gotta do it now.
I guess so.
Oh shit.
He felt bad.
Do you guys remember what movie was promoted on the billboard?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I know
no
she
way.
Does.
Was it Curb Your Enthusiasm or no?
What? No.
Do you know?
I think you have a picture of it somewhere.
I have
that
a picture
sounds
of
like
it,
a
yeah.
Curb Your Enthusiasm
I have,
moment.
I have a
like,
picture on on Snapchat or something. I'll find it.
But Curb Your Enthusiasm hasn't been out. Was it kind
no,
of just like
season,
a
season? No, he had a new season coming out like around that time.
Oh, shit. Okay. I think
that, bum, 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 bum.
That's a great show. The sound of your relationship. Bum, 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 bum.
So, wait. So, O2L.
Yeah,
you guys like went on tour a lot and
wait,
stuff.
Wait, there was a
Call of Duty night. Call of Duty night.
Yeah, my bad.
You were supposed to finish that.
I don't really remember too much, but we did. We were trying to find a roof to climb. We eventually found one, and then we found like a spot where we like went on like these vents. I know I was with you 100%.
Yeah,
I remember you and Corinna 100%.
It felt like we're on a map. Like a Halo map. It was insane.
We were Dom.
Like Among Us.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're doing like Call of Duty type like missions.
Yeah, doing the wires and shit. I remember that.
Was that the night we got our tattoo right before that?
I don't think you were there. So much is happening. Were you there?
Okay, maybe so that night was I was going to go on the adventure.
Adventure.
But I was wasted off my ass and then you gave me some weed and I took a hit of weed. I don't know why I did it, but it got like I was so crossfaded that I literally could not get off the curb. I remember being
curb your enthusiasm.
Right.
Very good.
I remember just being stuck and you're like, yo, let's go. And I'm like,
yo, I remember how we got the weed too. I was like, bro, we need weed. And you're like, I don't know how to get some. I don't have anyone. But this is before like it was
Illegal. Well, yeah, we're bad.
Unfiltered.
Okay. Yeah. And I remember there was a guy that was there and he was like, yo, you need some weed.
That's
like,
why I was slumped.
I'm like, here's $20. He gives me a handful out of his pocket.
$20?
Like, not even in a bag, just a handful. And I'm like, oh shit, how do I smoke this?
Not in this pandemic.
In this economy.
This was a long time ago. And I was like, fuck, how do we smoke this? I don't remember how we did, but.
You just
apparently we did.
Burnt the herb and like incense.
He just like this.
I don't know what
memories,
that was.
Memories, bro.
Yeah, I had to go
tattoo,
home.
Tattoo, man.
I had to go home.
Is there a third person that has this?
Yeah, Cameron.
So you have matching tattoos.
Yeah.
That's really cute.
Wait, so.
Yes.
We don't have matching tattoos.
It's actually JC's writing.
It is.
It's your handwriting.
You know what's crazy? It was my first rough draft.
You didn't redo
is it. Every
it.
Rough
one
draft?
Wow.
Is it every rough draft a first draft?
There could
it was
be.
My rough draft. It was my only.
Okay, Matt.
Wow. Yeah. So what does
can't
it say? And
up.
Why?
Can't make this up.
Can't make this up.
Where is that on your
it's
body?
It's a Kevin Gates song, and we were literally jamming out to it. We had it on repeat the entire night. And we're like, I can't make this up.
Oh,
and
I know that song.
It was just
song.
Like
yeah, yeah.
over and over and over, and we were just like, let's just get it tattooed. So we found the buy one, get one free tattoo shop.
The one right in Hollywood?
Yep. And
I've
we were just
there.
Like, let's just do
the
it.
Worst
and we were going through fonts, and he was just like, let me just write it. I was like, all right.
All right. This is Zany Heath Uncensored.
Can't make this up.
Oh,
my gosh. Oh, in the same spot?
Yeah. Can't make this up.
Yo, your dragon tattoo.
Don't make fun of it.
Oh, it's become a square.
I'm
surprised you can recognize it.
Yo, let's see if mine is still like, mine is still good, baby. It's still surviving.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yours was better.
Y'all need to get the logo tattooed.
That would be
if
cool.
If you guys sell out your next batch.
Tramp stamp promoted
yes.
logo.
Get the logo. Is that weird? Like, oh, my logo. Like,
I don't know. I
what is
like,
that? That's my coffee company. I'm an entrepreneur.
If you had the same amount of tattoos as JC, throw it in there. Why not?
But I
feel like for me, like, I wouldn't get my, say, my clothing line logo tattooed on me. It's
you wouldn't?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Where's the name come weird. From for your clothing line?
My last name.
Plug it in.
Oh.
So, clothing line's named T.O. Pronounced T.O. A lot of people say Tixo because it's spelled T. IXXO. My last name spelled CASTILLO.
And so Bingo was his name.
So there you go. So that's pretty much where I got it. I dropped the CAS TO and I replaced the L's with X's. And I only wanted it to be two syllables because I've noticed like all these other brands have two syllables that pop off. So
wait, what's Kaylin? Am I confused?
Oh, that's my middle name.
Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Nah, it's my middle name.
Guys. So, Jesui, what's your first name?
Justin.
Justin, I was close.
Do I look like a Justin?
No,
I actually couldn't imagine. No, I think he does.
Okay,
you do look like Justin.
I have this as a topic.
Here we go.
If you didn't,
Mariah, he just got back.
Okay,
on.
You look like a Justin.
Thanks.
I think okay, so too.
Now, like a Matthew. If you didn't know us, what do you think our names would be?
I've had three people give me the same answer for. Isn't that the weirdest thing?
They guessed your name would be
not Mariah, but I've said like, what do I look like if you didn't Heather. Know my name? They all said no. What do you think?
I got one.
What is it?
Pete. Peep. Yeah, from like Popeyes. Oh my
God. What?
Oh, that's olive oil.
Olive oil.
That's olive. Olive. Not olive oil. It's olive, I think.
Mariah, I would guess like Danielle or Savannah.
Ooh, Savannah.
Savannah, no. Danielle's a good one.
You have like Savannah hair.
Okay, wait. Savannah hair. People said Amber. Three people said Amber.
That
Amber?
Checks out. It checks
Thank
out.
Thank you. Okay, what about Zane?
Zach.
Just, yeah, you look like a zero.
Oh, come on.
Or like Xavier.
That's too easy.
Xavier.
Yes, an Xavier for sure.
You look like a Lucas.
A Lucas.
Lucas.
Yeah, or like a Tommy.
Or
I see. Yeah, Tommy's good.
Or like a Brad.
No, nah. Definitely not Brad.
Oh, Ryan wishes.
Not Ryan. Chester.
You're a Chester. Oh my God. You.
No, he looks like a Luther.
You look like Oliver.
Harold. Luther the third.
Harold.
These are Harold.
No way.
And then
you Tim. Look like oh no. Tim.
No, you He's look like Tim. A. Tim's he looks good. Like a He's Emery.
What?
Emery.
Am I a lacrosse player?
Or what is you look, I mean, well, you look like you're wearing a lacrosse shirt.
Yeah, true.
Or Peter. Keith, you Peter's look like. Good. You Wait. Look like a Gavin.
Gavin?
Yes. Yes. A Gavin.
Yeah, you look like a Gavin.
Fuck. Ooh. I'm sorry, Heath. That's
Fuck
pretty
you
bad.
Guys.
Or Henry. Yeah.
Henry?
Oh, Henry.
Sorry
Henry.
If there's any Gavins out there.
Or George. I see George, too.
Yeah, definitely George, like yeah. a farmer.
I was supposed to be Luca.
Luca.
Luca's cool.
Whoa. Or Logan.
Logan, you Logan, look like a Logan.
Yes, you Logan's look a like one. A Logan.
Logan's, yes.
Yeah, that one's good.
Spot on.
Spot on.
Yeah. Okay, what does Justin look like?
What is a, yeah.
You look to me look like a Max. Max and
yes! Oh!
Max! Wow. Good. You are
like
Max.
Max.
It's the hair.
Movie.
It's the hair and the yeah. jewelry.
It's Max. The X.
But like Maximilian would be the full name.
Yes. Yeah.
Wait, I'm down.
Okay, question about the hair. Is it a perm?
No, bro. What the fuck?
Is it genetics?
Yeah, I think so.
Is it moose?
No.
What's the secret?
Water.
I put water in my hair all the time in my shit. Do not do that.
My shit doesn't grow.
That is not the secret.
Are water you feeding and, it? Are you nourishing it?
Leave-in conditioner.
Oh.
It's CBD oil.
It's Scotty's CBD oil.
He puts watermelon gummies in there.
<That's>... Like a chia pet. It just starts.
Back when I was like in, 2010 to 2014 era of YouTube, my hair was like kind of straight-ish. I would straighten my hair.
Dude. I did too. My mom gave me a little straightener, like a really tiny one. Like
okay, so. I would straighten my bangs and then I would back comb the whole top of it.
I would straighten it to the point where it was just like straight this way and then I'd let it curl up.
Oh! Like that. Yeah, that hair.
So, but you know what's crazy?
What is that supposed to
be? Like that.
Oh, you have that hair.
I remember
I just picture
back
you
in
sitting
the day.
At the lunch table just
no, watching that picture.
Why don't I have any friends?
Why didn't I have no bro?
Juicy, did I at you least look crazy? Good? Because my shit would do. I thought it looked so good. I would spend an hour and a half on it, and dude, it look. You could smell me from down the hall.
Oh no, bro.
Oh, let's guess what we all smelt like in high school. Go around
oh,
the room.
My gosh.
Cigarettes.
I feel like I could smell Zane in high school.
I smell like Febreze because I smell like weed, but I would just.
Ozium. Huh? Remember using Ozium?
Yeah, we didn't have Ozium.
I would, dude, I would rock that.
What?
Sure.
What's Ozium?
Dude, so many it was times like a I get caught deodorizer with weed in for the Texas. Car. So many times. I got away with it, though.
Nice.
You're a survivor.
There was one time, cop would knock on my window.
Car
I was,
window?
I was hotboxing. I opened the window. The smoke was so bad, it hit him in the face. And he goes, what are you doing in there? And I go, nothing, sir. And he goes, it smells like you're doing something. And I got out of the car, and he couldn't find a trace of weed, so he let me go.
Shit.
Oh, did it you, hit him in the it? Face, but he yeah. couldn't find
it. It got so bad to the point where he was knocking on the window with the flashlight, And I was, and it freaked me out because it came out of nowhere because it was hotboxed. And obviously got scared. My heart dropped. I had to open the window because he was shining the flashlight in. He opened it, and it was so bad that he backed up. He was like, whoa, what are you guys doing here?
Shit.
Ooh, and I got away close with it call.
And
anything?
I got away with it because he smoked
wow.
it all.
Because well, I smoked it all.
Yeah.
Speaking of close calls, didn't you smuggle like weed into Canada? Like, and you had to
How
stuff it in a
teddy. Know this?
You had to stuff it in a teddy bear?
I remember that.
Is he the researcher of the group? How do you know this? Who did you talk to for that one?
I don't know what you're talking about. So wait, this was when you were on tour.
He's got a connection with the DA.
Baby, we keep our shit in house, baby.
Confirm or deny. But what's interesting, isn't weed kind of legal in Canada? Very decriminalized, but you had to stuff the weed in a teddy bear to get into a...
And you picked a children's toy? That's fucked up.
Yeah.
It was a fan gift, for
it's
one.
It's creative.
All right.
But I deny.
You deny. Well, yeah, you've been telling all these casual weed stories. Taking weed from somebody for $20 and
It wasn't much.
I've mistakenly smuggled some questionable shit in my luggage and got through. So I'm not saying smuggle shit through TSA, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, once I got coconut oil.
You bad bitch.
But it was on her shoe.
She's like, coconut oil through.
Ooh, coconut oil. Whoa. Dude,
she goes,
conversation.
10 ounces.
It was definitely over 3 ounces.
Like, we got a Jay Alvarez over here.
That's their code.
In high school, a big thing would be to put weed into a peanut butter jar, like at the very bottom. Yeah, yeah. And then you shake it, you spin it around.
Oh, and then it makes the top.
But nobody
flat.
Is going to go, what's in the peanut butter jar, huh? And they're not going to dig through the peanut butter to see what's in it.
But why are you bringing a jar of peanut butter, though?
Oh, we're just making sandwiches. We would do it on bus trips and stuff.
Oh, got it.
Because no one is really going to, they see the peanut butter jar, they're not going to go through it.
Heath, remember our 8th grade high school field trip to, what was it?
8th grade high school
field trip. Oh, shit.
Apparently you don't remember it, baby.
My medication is wearing off, sorry. Our 8th grade
field trip.
Middle school.
Baby, I didn't go to middle school with you.
8th grade field trip. There's no senior.
8th grade is middle school.
South Plantation, that was high school.
9th grade?
So 9th grade, maybe?
Either 9th, 10th, or 11th, or 12th. Pick a number.
We went to an amusement park, and we were on a bus.
That was our senior fucking trip.
Oh, okay, well, fucking, then work with me here.
8th grade was your final year of middle school, so at least you're in the same mindset.
We were finishing something.
Also a senior.
He's exactly what I was talking about. He was just like, no, keep going. He wants to see me just melt.
I
want to
see you work, bitch. Yes, I remember our senior field trip.
We would just sneak in a Smirnoff Ice in those water bottles.
Dude, and my boy Gabe, we took water bottles.
They're foggy.
No, dude. No, we took water bottles. You take them, you put them upside down in boiling water, and you could get the cap off of it without popping the seal.
That is too much work.
Yeah, what? It was a Breaking Bad over here. Just
Wait, did you know who our fucking cop of the school was? He was insane.
Wait, why wouldn't you put Smirnoff Ice into Gatorade ice?
Is that a firework?
What
was
that? Oh my god, what the fuck? Dude, that sounded like your glass window.
Guys, for the people watching and listening, we just heard it sounded like a firework went off or in the house, though. It sounded like a firework
or window breaking.
Like a window breaking. I'm staying in here. Well, maybe I'll go.
Sure, oh my gosh, my heart is racing. What?
Yo, JC, is Kian like fucking upset that we invited you instead of him? He's fucking launching shit.
You heard the little rumble at first, and I literally thought Devin was in the kitchen, and then it exploded, and that's when we all heard.
The sound is so good in here, you probably didn't even catch it.
Yeah, not at all.
But
I even felt it.
Dude, that felt like it was in the house.
Dude, that was fucking...
It's pretty loud. It has to be like right outside.
It sounded like somebody broke a window.
Yeah.
Like... Maglite to a huge window pane.
And I almost heard, like, I felt like I heard somebody in the kitchen. So when you walked out, I was like, oh my God, they're in the house. We're fucked. This is happening right now.
Yeah.
Dude, that was nuts. It sounded like his window fucking shattered.
That's the toilet.
Oh my God.
There's someone else here in the house?
No.
No.
Oh.
Well, now there is.
What do you mean it's a toilet? Like, it's normal. Like, who?
Oh, that's broken. Just toilet flushing.
Oh, okay.
Mariah, just imagine. Wait, fucking on camera, just like.
Can you
alive.
Step into frame?
But whoever...
Please, just step into frame, please.
We need a thumbnail. We need a thumbnail.
Okay, before you do anything, just a little to your left.
But
it, oh,
but...
scary.
We're like... Zane, we're like this. we have XD on our hands.
Stop.
Rar.
Okay, stop. JC's right here. He used to do that.
Oh, were you good. A rar bitch?
No. It wasn't that.
All right. So,
shit. Sorry. Where
that
were we before somebody broke into my house?
Crazy.
Seriously. Oh my gosh.
We weren't really on much.
What day is it that there was a firework going on?
Or we were
though?
Talking
so
about
confused.
You sneaking.
Oh
in
yeah. That
liquor.
You could put it in upside down, and then you could take the cap off.
I never heard of that. That's
it,
great.
Breaking the seal. So we dump the water out and then put vodka in it, and you can screw the cap back on without it breaking the seal. The cop guy was like, I'm testing every water bottle that comes through here. If anything was open, he was taking sips of it.
Whoa.
Of people's water bottles that were open to make sure that nobody was bringing shit
and
on.
And that's on coke.
So he pulled mine out and looked at it, and he was like, he saw the seal was good, and he's like, all right, you're good.
Whoa.
Dude.
Or else I wouldn't have graduated. That was like the thing. Like, you don't get to like.
Yeah. You don't walk.
You don't get to walk. Yeah.
Heath, you were fucking packing vodka and I was packing Smirnoff. That's how you know he was the cool kid. I was the fucking
loser. But
you know,
I had to walk back from fucking Islands of Adventure like this. I remember like passing out in Islands of Adventure. Like, because I got so fucked up from this vodka bottle.
Oh, you know you were sleeping over at a friend's house, right?
Well, because
you weren't going back
home.
It was like
an overnight type thing where we like drove home and it was like a long drive. But like. I know I stumbled onto that bus. There's no way we all got back on and nobody was like,
dude, that reminds me of the did I tell you about that prom story where I went to prom? I never went to prom throughout high school, but
you got caught in the escalator?
No.
Well, you don't go to prom until you're a senior.
Right.
Well, unless you get invited.
There's homecoming.
True.
Well, no, I never went throughout the whole high school, my entire high school year. And then when I was
You mean school dances, like homecoming dance, like You didn't
yeah,
go to any
it
school
was like
dances.
It was a senior dance, but like I was already graduated like a year.
Wait,
oh,
you were
wait.
In college, and then you got
somebody below his grade asked him to go when he was already now a freshman in college.
Yeah,
oh.
We got fucked up on the bus, and everybody got in except for us because her dress got caught in the escalator, and she fucking tumbled down,
no.
And we
it
both
went into the cracks, got ground up in
like a cartoon. Oh my gosh,
what?
That is
it was bad
comedy.
And then we both got kicked out. We're the only ones kicked out of the whole entire school. It was really embarrassing. But you know, I kind of didn't want to go. I was kind of like glad it didn't work out, but. It was pretty embarrassing.
They're that like, sucks. Her dress went through a paper shredder. Walking in.
Dude, that's some Final Destination.
Did, like,
shit.
What happened? Like,
you have to cut it. My mom told me one time she went to like a business conference and, her friend's dress got caught in an escalator. And I think about that every time I go by an escalator.
Her shoelace got caught in one.
Oh, yeah. He thought I was going under.
I freaked.
Really? You've seen
videos of people going.
Yes,
it's fucking.
How is that possible?
It's the steel thing right there. If that's bad, and you go under that thing, you're gone.
No, it sucked the lace and started pulling her, and then I was just like,
"Wait, JC, who do you get told that you sound like?"
No one.
No one.
No.
Well, we have someone.
Okay, go for it.
It's really.
I don't get.
You have a very. You have a very idiosyncratic voice, though. It's very unique.
What's that?
Like,
you just call him a fucking idiot?
That's what I
No.
Hey, Devin, look that up.
Idiosyncratic, like idiosyncrasies. It's something that's like very specific and unique and separate from anything else.
Anything else.
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
I think
you have a distinct voice.
Okay.
Right? I also don't get that I look like anyone, too.
I don't think you look like anyone.
I don't think you look like, no. Oh, you kind of look like the lead singer of KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh.
Well, I don't
she
know
got
what
that.
It looks like.
I really
so that's
want to
what
know
you need
now.
To look up.
That's a hardy one right there.
A little bit. Well, the earring, like the hair, like
shake
like
a boo.
You need to buy one again. You need to buy another one.
All right, tell him who he sounds
okay,
like.
Who
I sound like. Okay, I think, JC, you sound like Dave Franco.
Dave Franco?
James Franco's brother.
Really?
Yeah,
oh, God, I hear so much right now. It's fucking
Why?
Nuts. She sounds just like
him. Can we play
the
a little clip?
Play the clip.
You're obsessed with your cats. Yeah, I don't know when I became the quirky cat guy. My friends who I grew up with, they constantly remind me to stop bringing up my cats in every single interview.
I don't know. Do
you
I?
Cats.
I can't stop.
I love
I
cats.
I mean, they're just a huge part of my life.
What are their names?
Harry and Arturo.
Wow. Ooh, that sounded like you.
At one point in my life, I was the single guy with two 16-pound cats, and
I think you just sound like
a little bit, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
I've never gotten that.
Dude, you could be his, like, stunt double. You could be an actor.
Yeah,
maybe stunt double.
Yeah. Like a stunt voice double. Yeah.
He doesn't want to scream, hurt his vocal cords. You come in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We also learned today that you're in fucking two Madea movies.
Yeah, what the hell is
that
about?
You didn't know that?
No, I know.
Yeah, what the hell is that about?
What the fuck? Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yo, what's up, man?
I don't know, I guess.
We didn't know this?
Bro, you're in a fucking Madea movie.
With Liza.
I didn't know.
Clearly, we didn't watch it. Some friends we.
Yeah, I was with Liza.
Madea
yeah.
Boo and Madea Boo Boo.
Madea Boo and Boo.
And then gotcha, Madea bitch. Boo and Madea Madea Boo 2. Gotcha, bitch. That was like the.
Gotcha,
small...
bitch again.
Gotcha, bitch again.
I think I'm going to pass.
It's so fucking hot in here.
Did the guy just break in and just turn our air on?
He turned the heater on.
Oh my god, wait, maybe it was like fucking AC that blew up.
Your makeup's running like that.
Mariah, come here.
Touch me up, bitch.
Oh my god. Did you turn the fucking heater on?
I was saying maybe it's the fucking AC unit that blew up.
Fucking the fireworks went into the AC.
What is Devin gonna check?
It's fucking like four lights that are surrounding
us. Oh my god. All right. Oh my, I'm seeping. You cut the camera.
You know what else you were in?
Okay, wait, hold on. He was in a Madea movie.
Yeah, Madea. I'll sum that up quickly.
What was your character's name?
Fuck, I forgot, dude.
Max.
Max. Were you Miller? The same character in both Madea?
Yeah, same character.
Okay.
Were
you, did you get a pay raise because they wanted you back for a second?
Dude, I still get...
like royalties?
Royalties, yeah.
No,
oh
way.
My god.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
That's really
cool. I think my name was it's coming to me.
Go Tyler, through the alphabet.
I don't know, but anyway, Tyler Perry wanted a lot of social media influencers in a movie, I'm assuming. Because there was a ton of people there. It was FuzzyTube, Liza, Kian was there.
Where the fuck were we? Huh?
Were Zane and Heath there?
<Zane's just laughs>
Zane and Heath
like...
were not there. I don't know.
Heath and I have some acting chops.
We got the chops, baby.
Yeah.
And he wanted us back.
We got some work.
Working with Tyler Perry was the most insane thing
I've
ever
experienced.
What's
he like? Is he cool?
He's a straight up boss. Like, he had people putting his slippers on for him.
Oh, shit.
He had so much work to do.
That's a good idea. Should we do that before every
podcast?
Writing,
directing, acting, multiple characters.
Yo, I couldn't imagine being so busy that I couldn't slip my own feet in my slipper.
He was, like, directing people, and he was, like just, like, switch me up.
I couldn't imagine anybody being so busy that they couldn't...
He was nine
bro.
Different characters, baby.
Straight
I don't
boss.
Think there's
right,
straight
no,
boss.
He's a boss.
Which was scary though. He hired a influencer. I don't know his name. I don't remember his name. His Instagram dude, super buff, you know, but not the greatest acting skills. I don't remember his name. I don't want to call him out either. But
Devin,
he had one line, and he had to say it. And Tyler Perry was like, again, and the guy was like, blah blah blah, and he was like. Mm-mm.
Oh,
again.
No.
Dude, that would fucking
in front of
kill
everyone.
Me.
He's like, oof. Again. And he's like, cut the cameras. And Tyler Perry worked like this. We shot the movie in like 7 days. Fucking
damn.
Nuts.
What did he think of you?
I think he thought
cool.
I was great.
Oh, hi, Mark.
And it was nuts to like just see him like he knew what he wanted. And he just said, cut the cameras. He's like, I want you to yell it. Yell it to me right now in front of everyone. He was like, oh, blah, blah, blah. And Tyler Perry's like, no, louder. Blah, 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 blah. He's like, I want exactly that energy. He's like, roll the cameras. Everyone's staring at him.
Wow.
Like, do it. He like, yell it. He's like, louder. Do it again. And he made him do like 12 times. He's like, all right, cut. Let's move on.
Damn.
And then he'd walk off.
Wow.
That's eight different characters in a movie energy.
Yeah.
It was nuts working with him. But he's a boss.
Wow,
dude.
That's really a crazy
dude, I
experience.
Couldn't handle an environment like that. Like, I couldn't have someone talk to me like
the
that.
The pressure.
We
straight
talked
boss,
about,
he knew what he wanted.
Yeah, we talked about this so many times, but Heath and I did a pilot, and it was like our first big gig, and we it was like a production crew of like fucking 40. It was nuts. And it was for like some horror movie production. It was a big deal. There's a lot of big actors in it. And I remember when I was saying my lines, I had my eye line was with another actor, and he just started going like that, he would just like shake his head every time like I would say a line because I just was performing awfully, but like just seeing that fucking killed me. So like reminded me of that when I like you told me Tyler Perry would be like,
I felt bad for the guy. Yeah. And then what sucks is I don't think they used the line either.
Oh fuck.
Yeah. Oh,
man. Fuck. I have to rewatch it, but I don't think so.
What was it like being on Fear Factor?
Dude, that was a wild ride.
Oh shit.
One of the craziest things I've ever done.
That's really about that.
Crazy
cool.
thing.
That's something we all watched growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Who was the host when you did it?
Ludacris.
Luda.
I would freak if I met Ludacris.
Bro, it was dope.
Dude, he seems like such a cool guy like to be around.
He was super cool, but again, like he was like very much so like business. We would crack jokes. He'd be like, you know, we throw out like certain things, you know, like with the songs and shit. Like or certain like people in the cast would like throw out certain things and he'd be like,
Oh.
Anyway, so like he would like he'll let you know if you're funny and he'll let you know if you're not funny. So,
were you funny?
I mean, I didn't throw any like crazy jokes.
I kept my mouth shut.
Baby, yeah, just saying your lane, baby.
Yeah, he was cool. Really cool.
What was the worst thing on the show you had to do?
Well, the worst thing I had to do was eat a roach. That was my worst fear.
Eat a roach.
A live roach or like a chocolate covered roach?
A hissing like African cockroach.
No.
About this big.
Madagascar mm-hmm. cockroaches.
Yes.
Oh boy.
I can't believe you did that.
I tried to grab it. And I'm not even kidding you. I know roaches don't bite and shit, but the damn thing, like I tried grabbing it and it turned and and hissed at me and like launched its little body at me.
Oh,
and
my.
It hissed.
And what'd you do?
I had to grab it and immediately just start chomping it.
Oh my God.
That's absolutely disgusting.
It was the worst thing in the world. But my partner was Dom and he had to eat a tarantula. So that's even
worse. Oh my God.
A live tarantula?
I technically wasn't live.
Dude, I would quit there.
That was the only thing that wasn't live. But he had to eat a cave dwelling spider. That's even worse if you look it up.
Dude, I'd eat anything.
But no one knows
how much money. Wait,
look it up.
How much?
It's bad. Put it on screen. It's.
I gotta
bad.
See that.
How much money? How much money's on the line?
We actually did it for charity.
Oh, nice.
Hey, kids, but we received this generous donation from some guys who ate cockroaches and spiders.
Oh, that thing
generous
looks disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Can you show them?
Fuck.
This is what a cave-dwelling spider is, though.
Oh, absolutely not.
That was alive.
That's
did
legal?
It pinch you? Is like.
So they kind of taught you how to eat it, and if you didn't do it the right way, yeah, you get pinched.
Dude,
so they would like explain all the rules. They said don't talk during the rules, and then they would say the rules. They cut the cameras and be like, "All right, do you have any questions?" And then you just ask as many questions as you needed before you ate it or did anything.
Was the cockroach the worst part?
For me, yes. For him, I think the tarantula that was the worst.
Oh.
He had to eat all four though, so we had to eat four things. I had to eat a roach and a scorpion. And he had to eat a roach, scorpion, tarantula, and that cave-dwelling spider.
Dude.
Because we were doing archery, and you had to shoot the jar that you didn't want to eat. And I hit two of them. I didn't want to eat the tarantula or the cave-dwelling spider. And he missed all of his.
I would have been fucked. Damn. Oh, my God.
Yeah, in our first challenge, we were tied up in a, like, big bucket to our, like, chins. And the water would slowly, gradually, like, go up. And snakes were being put into the... the bucket. And the snakes were like floating
that.
And like underneath us and like all around us, and we had to like get the codes out to like unlock us.
Oh my
Has
shit.
Anybody ever died on Fear Factor?
No. Someone had brain damage on that show, Dog Eats Dog.
Oh,
I remember
what
that.
Is this? That sounds
familiar. The whole suit.
It was similar to Fear Factor, and a guy got dropped in or had to be held underwater for a long time, and he got brain damage, and he was like kind of never the same since.
Dude, those underwater ones are fucking crazy because they have to be underwater for like a minute and a half to get to like the other side of something. What if they were just fucked and they were just stuck in the middle there?
There was another really good show that was. Was it Don't Be Afraid of the Dark or something like that?
No.
That it was like Fear Factor. Show, it was like Fear Factor, but in the dark.
Scare Tactics.
No. Scare Camp or whatever. It was like a camp, like on Nickelodeon.
No.
Oh.
It was Scare it Tactics was...
Scare Tactics was the comedic show. Morgan? It was like getting punked.
Yeah, that was a good show, Scare Tactics.
I'm thinking of, it's basically Fear Factor, but in the dark. So there would be bugs, there would be water and everything, but it's all in the dark.
Oh, it's not Are You Afraid of the Dark? That
sounds horrible.
That was like a Goosebumps spinoff.
Yeah.
I'm going to find it. That drive me up the wall.
Scare Tactics did some crazy shit. They would like set up a thing where like friends are driving on the road.
Total blackout. Thank you.
Total blackout.
I love on Scare Tactics where they would make the tarantula like start mutating.
Yeah.
And they had the kitten and he would make the kitten mutate. And the girl's like, oh my God. What the
What heck? Was his? Tracy Morgan. That's what it is. He's so fucking funny.
Yeah, he is funny.
He was what? On what?
Was it Scare Tactics? Scare Tactics.
Gold Scare Tactics. Tactics was a girl from like 90210.
No, it was
I think they replaced her with him.
I watched it with him on it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dude, I love scare it's pranks like that. Like scarier. Driving on the road, they had like some girl in a white dress just like, but it looked so good. They made it look really
good. They made that bitch dope. In a white dress.
Speaking of, did you hear about the kid who just got shot? The YouTuber?
Who?
YouTuber was filming a prank video in Tennessee. He like ran up on some people with like butcher knives. And one of the guys like thought he was about to get
really
and shot the kid.
Is this real?
Yeah,
I mean like soon, like
a couple days ago.
Fuck,
really? What the fuck?
Yeah,
there was one person that did a shooting through like a book or something.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that one made it on
that
video.
That one was ridiculous too.
That was crazy.
Like and the then guy the girlfriend got arrested for murder.
The guy told his girlfriend to shoot,
I think it's through a dictionary,
a gun through a book, and he was going to use it as like a bulletproof like vest thing.
No.
I think right they tested it and it didn't go through the book. Yeah. And then when they actually did it, it went through the book.
It's like, fuck, man.
Dude. I don't know if this sounds super now, but like, I'm surprised. Like, they saw the footage, they agreed to do this for a video. Obviously, shit happens, but like, I'm surprised that she would go to jail for murder for that. Like, I know there's like, you go to jail for murder for like, you know.
I wouldn't be surprised if those types of things continue to happen.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to one up one another to compete for views, and you see somebody do something and somebody wants to top it. It's so disturbing to know.
Or like sneaking in people's celebrities' backyards and shit, thinking that like,
dude, no. Yeah. That shit's
people
serious.
Are fucking crazy, man.
If you were to close your eyes and somebody pointed at a tattoo, would you know what it is?
Like if someone went like that?
Yeah.
That's a funny question because no.
Thank you.
That's a funny question.
That's crazy. Yeah, I never thought of that. That's funny. Maybe I'll do that.
Yeah, tattoo roulette.
I call 20% of that, whatever roulette. You make.
Yeah.
It's like a modest 85% of the
I do give like people like quizzes on like people I hang out with very often. Like, yo, how many roses do I have on me? You know.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to guess
one.
That.
You have three.
Even if
I have two.
Do you remember every moment you getting them, or are some like total blurs?
None are blurs.
Do you have a favorite?
Maybe they can't make this up. A little blur. That's a blur.
Very good.
Favorite. I really like my hand tattoos.
Yeah. Hand tattoos really cool. Are sick.
They look good.
Yeah, man.
Are yours fading?
Yeah, a little bit. I gotta get them retouched.
Because I know Scott, he got his whole hand done, and since they're such a fine like. Just single needle, like they seem to like kind of
fade a little bit. Yeah,
I'd be the type to get skeleton hand tattoos. Just
do it.
Ooh, just get the glow in the dark ones, like white. But like, turn off the lights, guys. Ooh,
Zane's at a rave.
He's like
this.
spooky skeletons and shivers down your spine.
Like this.
Yeah,
you should do it, man.
Well, I will. Another show I find really fascinating. Matt showed me this show. It's a show called Last One Laughing, and it's hosted by Rebel Wilson. And it's such a crazy show. So the show is basically they put all these comedians in one room.
It's an Australian comedian show. They put eight comedians, Australian comedians, in a room for 6 hours, and they have to try to make one another laugh. If you laugh, you're eliminated, and it gets down to the final.
Even a smile, like you can't smirk. You have to sit there and strafe. It's like it's hard, but like watching this, you're like, oh my god, this is such a mental fucking battle.
And they're competing for $100,000.
Oh shit. Jesus.
So it's so funny right when it starts, then like, and it's a room filled with just like random different wigs, objects, anything for you to make the other person gag. Right. And there's drinks too.
Idea.
Are you laughing the whole time? Like the whole thing's funny. And you're like, how are you not laughing?
I'm dying.
The beginning is really funny, but you see as like it's getting the fourth hour and fifth hour, they're starting to become desperate and they're trying really hard to be funny, but it's just complete fails, but
it's
like
a
you're
long time
you're
to
watching
try to be
this.
Funny.
I know, but it's like you know when you watch like a stand-up show. They have
I was trying to do a podcast
and like nothing's going on.
Right, yeah. Hour two. Or just
they have their best shit when you watch a stand-up show and you're watching like, damn, this is really funny. But you see these comedians who are actually really funny and they're putting out the worst shit and they're filming and they're airing and everything. It's like it's really crazy watching like that side of comedy.
Trying to get somebody to laugh is like funny at first, but then when it's like the prime objective, it's a little embarrassing because 100%. You're saying. And then not hearing laughs from the people around you, that's even worse. So the people go kind of nuts.
Yeah.
But it's really, really good. And I love picturing who in our group, what the dynamics would be, who would be the last one standing, who would
like
get
putting
out
us
soon.
In a room. I think that'd be interesting.
Jason could go. Wait, you think nobody could make you crack?
I'd be the first to go.
What if I said Blargen Fadiddle in the Kip?
I think I'd do really SpongeBob. Well.
It's SpongeBob. It's SpongeBob. See,
I think, like, me and you, like, when we watch comedians, I could sit and watch my favorite comedian and not smile, not laugh, still think he's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
Yes.
I'm very
but
good
I
at that.
But I feel like if you were in a room and you were told not to laugh and it's your closest friends around you trying to get you to laugh.
It depends. If it's a late night sleepover... Where you're like in
if
that
it's
delirious.
2 a.m.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Heath, it becomes a late night sleepover
well,
because you're there for
hours.
Fucking. No, how long was it?
6 hours.
6 hours, dude. It's like.
What?
And drinks involved.
Yeah.
You have to drink.
And you can't.
No, you don't have to, but I think people do it to lube themselves up and let their guard down for them to open up, but it makes you more vulnerable to.
And you can't. There was a couple people where there's this one guy that was ignoring people. Like they would do something funny, he would look away. You can't do that.
Yeah.
Like
so
you have
you
to
get,
sit there.
It's like a yellow card if you start, what's it called? Distancing.
You can't just be
or,
like that.
Yeah. If you keep avoid, you have to like yes and situations.
And you can't smile?
Can you like
no,
answer?
No smiling.
So if like, say I ask you a question.
Well, you get a pass if you do smirk or smile. Or
I'm gonna
like,
try it the rest
chuckle.
Of the podcast.
I think Jason would take the throne. I think you would get Carly out pretty fast.
I love how we're doing personal, just like you would
I think Zane would be the guy to do a joke to make other people laugh and make himself laugh.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. That happens on the show. Somebody does it a gag and they as himself, they're doing it, they're laughing.
Like, yeah, that's good.
But really? I was telling
I need
Jason,
to check it out.
Like,
that's cool.
What's it on?
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Yeah. There's no American version out. The last one laughing.
The last
I
one laughing.
I'm gonna
watch that shit tonight.
I think Cremota coffee. It's pretty good, mate.
Oh,
I like all the different flavors. You know,
very
nice
good
brew.
You're good at it.
Medium roast. Not bad.
You're good, dude.
My cousins live there.
Oh. Okay.
have you traveled anywhere?
Like been all over the world, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Your group is fun, man.
You
I wish we were like
you guys.
We look up to you guys. We're like, see, they do activities.
We never like before.
We do activities sometimes.
Before the shit went down, like we just didn't take advantage. You guys go everywhere, and you guys travel
the world.
You're
always on
the
same page. Our group is like, I don't want to go camping, and then it's like, let's just go to Nightingale,
yeah.
or let's sit on David's couch and not talk to each
let's
other
go
for
to
10
Saddle
hours.
Ranch.
Saddle Ranch, yeah, Saddle Ranch is still kind of fun.
I'm not gonna lie.
No,
bitch,
but you guys
I got
do fun things.
List.
I feel you. Yeah, you got to get out sometimes. It's really fun.
What's been like one of your favorite places you've been?
I love the PNW, like going up north and going back
say
down.
The panda.
Oh, I'm planning a trip.
I heard BMW.
PNW, bro.
Yeah.
Garden.
I really want to go to Astoria, like all those like little sleepy towns all up on the East Coast. They're really beautiful.
Panda, I might go to New Mexico here soon.
Fun.
Oh, that's far. Ooh.
I know, it's not too far.
What are you doing out there?
Albuquerque?
Go to the Breaking Bad
house.
Thing.
I'm gonna go for Valentine's Day.
Throw
pizza
on the top.
When is this getting released?
Monday.
After Monday
after Valentine's Day? Okay, Erica.
Oh, wait,
well,
is it?
Is it?
Is Monday Valentine's Day?
No, Sunday is.
Fun.
Yeah.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day?
I'm gonna go pick up a girl.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on. We're talking about it. You know, right before we started this podcast, I was like, he's single now. How's his love life going?
It's good, dude. I found a love.
She did?
She's in New Mexico.
No way.
Whoa.
Have you seen her yet? Like, have you talked to her?
Yeah,
like,
has she sent you
a furry friend?
Has she sent you a full
she's a
body
furry
shot?
Friend.
She's
yeah.
a furry?
Yeah. She's a furry friend.
Are you picking up a dog?
I'm picking up a dog.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
fuck.
Sorry, I just...
I already officially named her Bambi, and she's a golden doodle.
Oh my gosh, that's cute.
Do you want to see her?
You're gonna look like twins.
Yeah,
dude, she is the cutest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
Oh my god.
I thought we were getting some hot scoop.
You've seen the meme where it's like,
Let me see.
That is.
Oh my gosh, you're gonna die. Don't show him.
It's the cutest. Oh. So my friend's brother can't watch her anymore because he's having financial problems. And he bought her off her breeder. And I just recently got a dog 5 months ago.
So you're rescuing. I guess I'm rescuing, dog,
but
I'm also great.
Yeah. But the dog I have now is I rescued him for a good reason, and so he's mine, and he's the most perfect dog I've ever had. But it would be nice to have another pet around, and I've never had a girl dog in my life. So
oh, they're gonna be fucking.
You love animals.
No,
does every like doesn't matter what breed, if it's a guy and a girl, they'll like fuck, or does that be like a certain breed?
I don't know
to, like,
how that works because that it's a golden doodle, so it's a
so check this out, bro.
Do you have a picture of the parents?
They can't nut,
Matthew. Oh my god, the other day, right? We saw this dog and it had a diaper on. And I was just like, oh my God. I was like, why is he wearing a diaper? And then Mariah was like, oh, it's on its period. And I was like, yeah. I totally forgot animals have periods.
Hold on, they do?
Girls.
Yeah.
So,
wait, they do?
Right? Yes. A dog with a period, bleeding. Like, what?
Oh, so it has like menstrual cramps and shit like going on?
When they're
on?
Babies.
Yeah, man.
Crazy. Do they get like pissy on their period? Oh, was that like offensive to females?
No, they bleed. No, they don't pee.
That was another.
Say, me too. Oh, like, I
got that. Well, you know when girls are on the period, they get like a little moody, right? Is that like a thing?
Maybe a little snippy.
Mariah, don't do this.
Okay.
Don't do this.
I have to show
when
you.
When you're on your period, do you get moody?
Do I?
Well,
no.
No, right?
Oh. So, no, she really doesn't.
Guys, can I show y'all the mother and father?
I can't help it.
Oh God, you're that dog person.
It's a golden doodle.
So the mother is a big golden retriever, and the father is like a small, like little, golden guy.
It's like a Danny DeVito.
Good job.
So I don't know. Danny's got a golden doodle. So that's the mom, full on. Like
let me see.
golden retriever.
Okay.
Right.
Let me see.
And the father is a small little. But what I'm saying is like how.
Oh my gosh.
This one small dog, like.
Doggy style.
Shut up, Matt.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Like, that's how they did it.
The father is like this small and the mother's like that small.
What do you call the dog male erection?
A red rocket.
I was just about to say
that. I told her about that and she's like,
or red lipstick.
A lipstick!
What'd he say?
Red
lipstick
rocket.
And red rocket.
It comes out
red
like
rocket,
lipstick.
Yeah.
Do you ever see those fire hydrants around the city?
The push pop.
There's fire hydrants around the city that go like that, and it always reminds me of a dog dick.
What?
Aww. It's like a red with a blue tip or blue with a red. You've never seen those like fire hydrants?
I think that's a gas meter.
They're not fire hydrants, but they're like skinny versions of a fire hydrant. You never seen it?
Bambi.
I keep thinking of dog dick.
That's not her official name, by the way, but I think that's what I'm going to name her. Because I have a dog named Barry right now.
How about like a Cleo or something?
I like Bambi because I have a dog named Barry already. Bambi and Barry.
Come on with like a dog channel. It'd be a cute little duo channel.
Nah, dude.
Gian and KC,
no.
And we got like
just
Gian and KC.
Oh, Kian and JC, and we got.
You look like a Gian.
Gian and KC in the sunshine.
You
man.
Could be a Gian.
Gian's a cool name.
Gian.
Have you ever thought about what you're gonna name your kids?
Oh, I have a list.
You have a list of what you're name your kids?
Yeah.
I want to name my kids after stars.
Ooh.
Yeah.
After stars.
After stars, there's a ton of them.
Orion,
Vega.
Things that have to do with like computers for me.
Rigel.
Milky Way.
That is not a star.
Big Dipper, Little Dipper. Stop.
Galaxiana.
Galaxiana.
Jesus.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, no, there's a lot. There's a lot up there.
I've named Todd's kids. Todd's kid, his son will be named Towns.
Towns.
What?
Towns Smith. And then Mazzy Smith. Like from Mazzy Star. Towns and Mazzy Smith.
I think he's okay.
Mazzy's cool. Mazzy's cool.
Towns. Towns is a great name.
Have you talked to Natalie
Towns
about
is different.
This?
Towns is
Towns
different.
Smith. That's like a powerhouse name.
Like T-O-W-N, like the place?
T-O-W-N-E-S.
Todd's last name is Smith?
Yeah.
Like
what's my last name?
Your name is yours?
Yeah.
Smith?
No.
Matt Smith? No.
You know what my name is?
Matt. Your name's Matt.
Not Queen.
What's his
last
name?
I don't know
name.
Zane's last name.
You don't know
what?
He Tusar.
Thank you. There we go.
How do you not know my last name?
Zane. I don't know. You're just fucking Zane.
That's Zane Hijazi.
Oh yeah, that's right. That's right.
Oh yeah.
I'm Matt. I'm Matt.
You didn't know my last name. You're like, wait, what about Kaylin?
I did know like, your last name. That's my middle name.
Yeah, that's well, it's not on my your, last name.
It's on everything exactly. on the fucking internet. Your shit's on the internet. That's how I know Kaylin.
Zane.
I
Oh shit. You're right. Oh shit. My last name's not anywhere. Well, okay.
There you go.
Right. Fuck.
I'm Matt King.
Oh, that's right. Oh my God, I knew that.
Hey, buddy. Nice to meet you. I knew that.
I
you should
name
your
my...
kid Steven.
Steven? Well, that's my dad.
Oh.
Stephen King is actually his dad.
Did you not know that?
Stephen King?
Like the writer?
Yes.
You're lying.
Why do you think he talks like
this? You didn't
this?
Know this?
Okay, this is a joke.
Dude, you're in front of a celebrity
Meeman right
son.
Now. Y'all know about Meeman?
Meeman?
Are y'all debating me right now?
Debating?
What is going
Djibouti
on here?
Djibouti Dubs?
Are you debating me right now?
This reminds me of one of my dad's novels.
What's
he wrote name? This.
Stop.
There's a book about
Matt,
it.
Matt, right now.
This book. Stephen King's daughter. Oh, I don't even want to go into
your
it.
Your sister?
Shit. Shit. Busted.
Busted. But Martin
busted.
Luther, my dad.
Bubba.
Bubba King. This is painful.
This is going to go to my archive book.
Zane's
coming out. Hold on.
I just came up with my son and daughter's name.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah.
Just now?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I just thought of it.
This
okay.
This is not going to be funny.
Okay.
Yeah, I can already tell.
What?
All right, go ahead. He goes, Max?
Never mind. I'm not going to say
it. All right, say it.
No, say it,
no.
Zane. We want to hear it.
That was
Stassi.
Can you be serious with Zane?
Yeah, yeah.
Stassi Hijazi is a celebrity
Zane.
Sound.
Can we be fucking serious
yeah, yeah.
for
yeah,
one minute?
Sorry. Start it again.
Let's be serious. Guys, serious. Come on. Last one laughing.
Okay. Oh my God.
I'm gonna name my daughter Laurel Canyon and my son Prayers.
Laurel Canyon Hijazi and Prayers Hijazi.
That's not bad. Laurel
like
and Prayers.
I like Prayers.
Which
I
one's
like
the boy?
Yeah.
Which
sorry,
one?
That was good.
I like. Stop.
I meant to do it on this.
That was the laziest.
And I will not be the godfather.
Prayers.
Matt goes, I will.
Prayers
I'll
is good.
Up.
Prayers.
I like prayers.
If you have twins, haram and halal.
No, Hollywood and Highland.
Oh my goodness.
Blix and Denny.
Look at Blix. Kanye. Look at Kanye with North.
Northwest. I mean, it's different.
Definitely different.
Apple.
Wait, pear.
What?
Someone named
Apple.
Which...
No, Gwyneth Paltrow. I know
Gwyneth
Apple.
Paltrow, thank you. I personally, you know,
is someone named Apple?
I do.
Look at, look at
Gwyneth Paltrow and Chris Martin's kids.
I don't get it.
Is Elon Musk's kid still named X double square 12?
Yes.
B. How do you pronounce that?
X Ash.
So techie.
Tacky. I don't know.
Do you know who Grimes is?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Grimes.
I love Grimes too.
Standing Grimes. I Coachella. I took Alex Ernst to go see Grimes. When everybody else was going and seeing another show, I'm like, dude, this chick is awesome. And Alex Ernst dug it. And then now she's married to Elon Musk.
That's nuts to me.
That was because of you, man.
I've been on a Grimes high for a long time.
I thought you were going to say you've been on the grind, like to get that happening.
Grimes?
No, you've been on the grind.
Oh,
to
grind
get them together.
To get the Grimes. Yeah, tomato, tomato. Yeah.
Tomato.
Like we've been in that room for 6 hours.
Since that firework, we have been losing
that
ourselves.
That sparked my fright or flight.
Sparked
my fright.
That sparked my French or fries.
French fries.
Is that a fucking fat joke?
Remember when Zane Pitt said pickles before?
What is this? What are we
what
doing
are we
here?
Doing here? Huh?
Hold on. I want to talk to you about your dad,
Stephen King.
No, my not dad. Your dad.
If
Jesus.
You guys, okay. If you guys want to, yeah. If you guys ever, if you ever need someone and he's in town, he'd be the one
to drink with
over.
Or just to talk to?
Both.
Cool.
I want to like sit down and ask your dad about his entire life. He seems like he's got some good stories.
He's still 18 years old.
The definition of unfiltered. It's
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, let's have him on.
He's
come
insane.
Come on out,
Zach. Imagine we
what
had
is,
them
what does
here?
He do for a living?
He's a UPS driver for
UPS
for like 26 years. It's his only job.
Oh my wow. God.
I'm surprised he hasn't gone viral yet in it, like a Ring video.
He's gone viral on Twitter through a picture and it was something along the lines of like, let me deliver your package. And it was like a Snapchat.
And like, he was caption. Like the hot delivery guy?
Not really hot. It was just like a funny. It was like a meme.
Oh.
And he was like posing, but it's all like, funny. Went viral for sure.
So that's where you get your good looks from?
Do I have good looks?
Yes.
How old is he?
That's where I got him. 51.
Oh, wow. He's young.
He's like 100% young spirit. Like he acts like.
Yeah, he's my best friend. But he's crazy.
I love you watching guys, you guys' have you met like, stories
have
together.
You met him?
No, I've seen him so much on your videos on like the Twitch stream.
He's just like, or you're he's, just like him, I
he's
guess.
He's hilarious. He's the funniest guy I know. Dude, he's dope.
Oh,
he's
you
dope.
Know what would be so funny? If we had all of our friends' parents.
A parents' day.
No,
parents' weekend.
Well, oh, no. If we had all our friends' parents come in and we lined them up and we like just
had
talked to them and hang out and we had a guest. Whose parent goes to his kid?
That would be good.
Oh my God, we would guess his dad in a heartbeat. But that's so funny. Like moms and dads.
That's a really yes. good.
Yes.
And just interview them, hang out with them for the day. That would be sick.
I just want to see everybody interact and I just know. Like who hates who, because we know we're going to get the fucking, we're going to get the gossip after. Like which parent?
A reality show, yeah. but Vlog Squad parents. Yeah.
Dude, do it.
That's good.
Fun. Do
Instead
it.
Of dance moms, it's vlog moms.
Yeah. Do it.
We have to make them film everything. Like they have to hold the cameras and try to vlog.
My mom.
Oh my
dude,
god,
that's
my
such
mom
a good
like,
idea.
What the hell is this? I want to do this.
Mom, there you go. Season 3, Reality House, right there. Parents.
The
I
parents.
Was just thinking that.
Dude, can we be
that
on the next
so
season?
That is so funny.
Yeah, the whole unfiltered cast.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On what?
Shit was hot.
Reality House.
Are you serious? Wait, I don't want to put that on him. Like, I'm down to play the game.
Are you?
Yes.
Matt's with it.
I considered being on Big Brother for a while.
Yeah.
I was like close. Like they were asking me to and I was
it's
like,
basically the same thing. I feel like we have to make
they like really wanted me, but like
had some other I was asked to be on Are You the One on
really?
MTV.
Dude, you should have
oh
won.
My God,
Are You the One?
That, show.
That
is
show.
My guilty pleasure.
That was
I
one of the best
it.
Summers ever. It was at the beginning of the summer and they go, we want you to go to Hawaii for a chance to win $100,000 and also you have to be away for like months the entire summer.
Dude, imagine
we're
Matt
going to Hawaii with no chance to win $100,000.
Yeah.
You know what was great though? I'm totally flattering myself. I got recruited at the gym. They just liked my look.
Oh, at the LA
really?
Fitness gym that we used to go
yes.
to.
Yeah. I got these two people on treadmills go, hey, hold on. Who
Matt was
we
just
love
like
your
flexing.
Look. Have you ever considered being on Are You the One? And then they pulled up my Instagram. And they're like, whoa, now we really want you on Are You the One.
Really?
And I said no.
I've seen Matt at the gym.
Just because I would have been away.
What were you doing at the gym?
You should have done
it. So fun
but that
to
was
watch.
Like one of the best summers of my life, though.
I know, like, but you with everybody, like all the dudes they have on the show are just like these fucking muscle juice heads. But and it would have been you.
And I would have walked on and the music would be like.
Hey guys, I'm Matt. I'm a viner.
I remember when this season finally came out, I was like, I got to see what these girls look like to see if I missed out on anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
None of the girls
it,
I was
with. It was
what?
Outdated. It was like it was, the first season.
No.
You could tell it was like a little
it was,
older.
It was beneath this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if I'm going to find love on a show, I'm going to find love. But I've already found love.
Then go to The Bachelorette.
I don't need to go
be
on
with
the
other.
Be with Patricia.
Bachelorette,
come
bro.
On.
Let
oh,
me go.
I forgot.
You'd be
I've
a good bachelor,
my,
bro.
I've given out my final rose.
Whoa.
Oh! Patricia, come on out! Matt.
Yeah. She comes in
do
with JC's dad.
Oh my god.
Who is this guy?
Who is this
get him out of here.
Looks just like him.
Matt, you have a girlfriend?
Yes.
Oh.
No. I do.
Hey, yeah. I got a girlfriend? Yes.
And you don't?
Congrats, dude.
I'm kidding.
Matt, Jesus.
Wait, are you dating?
No.
No. Do you have a Araya, a Hinge?
No.
No, nothing.
No, I don't.
Not
I don't do that.
Really.
I've tried on those apps. They're hard. It's hard.
I see so many Hinge.
Shane thinks it's a game.
It is a game.
Hinge commercials, whatever. This is the app that you delete after you find the one.
That's a great slogan, though.
It is a great slogan, actually. Because the Hinge app gets destroyed throughout the commercial as people fall in love.
Yeah.
You never endorsed Cremota Coffee. We talked about it before we clicked the record button. Yeah. Yes. So what did you enjoy about it?
What's the tea?
I love every flavor. The one I like the most, though.
I have a gun to his head. Literally.
On screen.
I love it.
A delicious. Lot. So good.
Delicious.
No, the flavor I liked the most was the cinnamon one.
Oh, nice.
Yum.
That was like instant
hot
in our house.
Iced?
Hot? No, hot. Hot. Like, I like morning coffee, like straight out of bed, like no matter what like temperature it's outside, I like hot coffee.
Same.
Nice.
But yeah, that went first, and then it was I think it was the medium roast, and I think that was another one. Is it
Tahitian vanilla?
Yeah.
Did you have a good time? Gentlemen.
Yeah, this was a fun time.
You want to plug
Thank
anything?
You guys. Cool. Thank
yeah,
you guys.
Yeah, anything you want to say before
plug?
You head out?
No, not really.
You
I
plug
think
your
this
oh,
is
he's
like
my Twitch is good. I don't need to plug it.
Right, I'm chilling.
He said, no, he's doing I'm so good. Well. He's sitting there like.
He goes, I'll plug you guys on my
Yeah.
Can Heath and I come on one of your live streams?
Dude,
on your
course,
Twitch channel?
Of course.
I think that'd be a lot of fun.
I tried to hop on yours, but literally my internet. That's
I feel that, man, dude.
I miss drinking on camera, and I feel like I can do that on your Twitch stream.
Yeah, man.
Doesn't vlog anymore.
Let's do something. Tomorrow I'm doing spill or fill your guts, so something like that would be fun, you know?
I want to be a part of that. That sounds fun.
If you want, sounds like something I need to be a part
of. We can redo it another time.
Fill
you
know? In somebody's Fuck guts.
Yeah. Fill? What?
Fill someone's guts.
You look like a fill.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Anyways, JC,
no,
nice having
it.
You on.
Phil, though, well, dude. Oh my god, that's
guys.
Phil. He looks like a fucking Phil
King. Matt? Phil King.
Oh
Phil
my
King.
Fuck. Dude, you look like an author right now.
Cool.
His father was.
That's dope.
Shout out to you, Dad.
Oh, shit.
Shout out.
Set him off.
Well, guys, make sure to check out JC. He's absolutely incredible. If you want to follow his YouTube, Twitch, Instagram,
yes.
Whatever, we're going to have him linked
Thank
in
you,
the
man.
Description
T-O.
Below.
Com.
Guys, if you want
yes.
to check out.
TO.com?
Cremota. Oh, yeah. TO.
Yes.
Is it TO.com?
It's shopTO.com. Yeah.
ShopTO.com.
Nice. Shop
Why'd you put X's in?
Because it's exclusive.
Anyways. I don't know.
And Bingo was his name.
Make sure to get your Cremota coffee, Cremota.com. We've got a couple flavors out right now.
No, we don't. We actually have one flavor out right now because the other two are
Tahitian's
sold out.
Tahitian's out?
Nice.
Yeah.
Holy
shit.
Thing.
Because
good thing.
We're successful. So.
It's really good coffee. We only have the house and K-Cups and the grinds.
Coffee grinds.
That was right.
Oh, okay. Oh, that was right.
Pickles.
Yeah. Okay,
we good, moved good, on good. To the grind, by the way.
I just overthink everything now.
All right, guys. Well, we love you so much, and we will see you next week.
Where
Bye.
Does our podcast come out every...
They know. They know. A Monday audio, Tuesday video. You know where to find it.
YouTube.com/ZaneHeath.
Say bye, Max.
Very good.
Bye,
Maximilian.
Bye, Phil.
Bye, Phil. Bye, Gavin. So,